Hello, it's Paul Southers here, and here we are. Well, after 371 issues, who would have thought that we're saying we're finally calling it a day, and this is the last ever issue of the talking newspaper for Todmorden. And whilst it is in some ways a sad occasion, we don't want to get too downhearted about this, because we're very proud of what we've achieved and our predecessors have achieved over the last 30 years. And that's something that, you know, should be celebrated. And indeed, we are going to have a social event which will take place at Roomfield Baptist on Monday the 14th of October, commencing 7:30 p.m. That will be preceded at 7 p.m. by a short annual general meeting, and all our listeners are very welcome to attend. And if you don't fancy the sound of an AGM, please feel free to come along with a friend and attend a social gathering of all the volunteers and supporters to reminisce about our time with the talking newspaper. As I said in a previous message, there is a number of reasons why we came to the decision that we could no longer continue. The position with the Todmorden News has become increasingly challenging over the years, as the quantity and quality of articles available has reduced, especially ones that are actually about people in the town that you may be new, and those are the sort of articles that I know most people really enjoyed, but they unfortunately haven't really existed for some time now. The register of deaths hardly ever features anybody now. It all seems to be on social media. And other factors have been that the people, volunteers for the key positions, they really more demanding, time-consuming jobs in the charity as people have retired, it's become really difficult to find good, reliable people to take on these roles, and that has placed an increased burden on a reducing number of volunteers. But ultimately, as any newspaper or publication would say, the listeners are the most important thing when it comes to the reason why you do this, and our listeners have been steadily dwindling over the last certainly over the last 5 years, but over the last 12 months have really fallen to the beginning of 2024 they've dipped into single figures, which for the amount of time it takes to bring an edition of the talking news to press, so to speak, it's completely out of proportion to the number of people listening. And we know that, you know, for this handful of loyal listeners who continue to enjoy receiving the USB pouch every month, we will be missed, I think, and you know, we are genuinely sorry to those people, but hope you will understand the reasons why we've had to make this decision. There was always an assumption that as modern technology has come into play, that over time the listeners would move from receiving USB pouches through the post to listening to the talking news via the internet. And we have kept up with times to make our content very accessible. You can access it either directly from our website, you can also use the apps provided by British Wireless for the Blind, and it's also available through smart speakers such as the Amazon Alexa. But when we looked at the statistics for all this, you know, we were quite shocked actually to find that in reality very few people were actually listening via the internet, and those that did tended to do only a very short period and weren't listening to the full content. So the argument that the internet was replacing old style USB pouches simply didn't stack up. So the decision's been made, and as I say, this, the August 371st edition, is the last one. In bowing out, there is a lot of people to thank. All the volunteers who have worked for the Talking News over the year, and there are far too many for me to remember or name in this little article, but thank you very much for all your contributions. I need to thank the Todmorden Society for the Blind, who have very generously provided financial support to the Talking News throughout its existence. Also to our hosts for recording sessions over the years. Initially it was at the old Todmorden Grammar School, which has now been demolished. Later it was in the old school at St Mary's Church, and in recent years our home has been at Broomfield Baptist. So thank you also to those people. Also, other people to thank are our regular contributors, but finally, I would, and on behalf of all the trustees and volunteers past and present, I'd like to thank the listeners for taking the time to listen and hopefully enjoy the content that we have produced over the years, because at the end of the day, that is all, what it's all about. I mean, think, times have moved on. You know, when 30 years ago, when Rod Wainwright first envisaged creating the Talking News, it was a completely different time. The print edition of the Todmorden News was still very popular. There was lots of articles in there, and people looked forward to reading what was going on in the town. And for blind people, that simply wasn't accessible. Today, I think it's fair to say that the vast majority of the people in Todmorden are not in the least bit interested in seeing the Todmorden News. They get most of the news they want from social media, which has very much taken over from conventional news sources from the past. And the good news for younger blind and partially sighted people coming through is that modern technology such as smartphones and computers with built-in screen readers and smart speakers means that generally news, social media is readily accessible to blind and partially sighted people without the need for something specialised like our Talking Newspaper. You know, I personally, for example, I'm able to look on social media if I want to see what's going on. I can listen to radio and listen to the news, and that is all done now with the inbuilt accessibility features of your day-to-day technology. So, you know, in many ways, you know, that's a great advancement. There's no longer a need for people to splash out hundreds, if not thousands, of pounds on specialist technology, because a lot of things this day and age, you know, technology, including TVs and certain household appliances, out of the box, they are accessible, and there is ways of accessing the controls and content. You may need to know how to do that, but it's certainly there. So we're sorry that we're bringing this Talking News story to an end, but as I said at the beginning, we've had 30 fantastic years. I think, you know, what the charity has done in that time is brilliant, but we just need to accept that times have moved on, and our relevance in the local community is not what it is. So we've decided to quit whilst we're ahead, and move on to other things, like it would appear the vast majority of our listeners have moved on. So thank you once again, and I wish everybody all the best for the future. Thank you.